You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders victorious in the women's contest. Now the men will go for the sweep in the nightcap. Taking a closer look, we're going to see some new faces. There is no mistake about that. This defender team is coming off a year when they outscored teams 80.4 to 68.9 and finished 28-7 at the NAI Division II National Basketball Tournament quarterfinal round for the second year in a row. They out-rebounded teams 38.5 to 30.5. The defenders converted 50.6% of their field goals last season. Their top returning scorer is Austin Conchi at 10.4 points per game. He also grabbed 3.7 rebounds, and he converted 58 of 164 three-point shots. Kyle Lindbergh's been a regular for Dort College for three seasons. He starts his fourth season, coming off a year in which he averaged 7.4 points per game and took down 6 rebounds per contest while converting nearly 50% of his field goal attempts. Nathan Rindle scored 1.6 points per game and appeared in all 35 games for the defenders last season. Tyler Walterstorff played in 18 games and averaged 3.9 points and 2.3 rebounds per contest. The Valley City men are playing in their season opener after posting a 23-7 mark last season. They advanced to the NAI National Tournament, where they lost in the first round to Indiana Southeast. Vikings returned 4 players who saw significant time last year. They're led by Aaron Dusky. He averaged 10.7 points per game last season and took in 3.7 rebounds per game. A.J. McDonald scored 7.8 points per game, while Anthony Saavedra and Ty Pratt each scored 2.1 points per game, respectively. They appeared in 28 and 30 games each. These two teams have met several times over the past 6 seasons. In fact, they've played a home-and-away series alternating years for the past 6 seasons, I believe. Dort College also came up here to Valley City about 10 years ago. Dort College leads the series 7-2. Dort College made 56% of their field goals last season, 20 of 33 from the free throw line. Dort College had 38-30 rebounding advantage in that contest in Sioux Center. Trevor Walterstorff had 16 points and 6 rebounds. Kyle Lindbergh had 13 points and 4 rebounds. Nathan Rindles and Chris Sievers each had 8 points off of the bench. Sakani Milligan and A.J. McDonald had 12 points each. Dusky had 10. The defender men lead this series, as I said, 7-2. Players you'll be hearing about for the Dort College defenders. You'll have Nathan Rindles in the starting lineup. He's a sophomore from the Denver, Colorado area. Averaged 1.6 points per game last year. Austin Conchi is a senior from Orange City, averaging 10.4 points per game last season. Kyle Lindbergh, number 31, is a senior from Margate, Florida. He averaged 7.4 points per game. Tyler Walterstorff is a junior from Sioux Center. He had an injury-plagued season last year. He averaged 3.9 points per game. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Dort College defenders will be Dalton Franken. Franken is a freshman from Atlantic, Iowa. He is the lone freshman in the starting lineup for the Dort College defenders. He goes about 6 feet 5 inches. Other players in the rotation for the defenders. You've got 3 freshmen who will see significant time off of the bench, plus a junior. Brian Sumner is a freshman from Ankeny, Iowa. He prepped at Ankeny High School. Alex Terpstra is a Denver Christian graduate. He'll see playing time tonight. And Danny Voss, a Ripon, California native, will also see time. And David Den Herder is a 6'9 post player from Sioux Center for Dort College. He wears number 55. He averaged 2.2 points per game last season for the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the Valley City lineup right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Post player will be number 1, Ty Pratt. He averaged 1.4 points per game last season. Aaron Dusky's a guard. He averaged 10.7 points per contest. A.J. McDonald's a guard. Averaged 7.8 points per game. Jeff Romeus and Russell Robinson are a pair of newcomers for Valley City State. So for the defenders, it'll be Rindles, Conchi, Lindbergh, Frank, and Walterstorff. For Valley City State, it'll be Pratt, Dusky, McDonald, Romeus, and Robinson. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Put 20 minutes up on the clock, and we are just about set for the season opener for the Dort College men's basketball team. Dort College women off to a 2-0 start after their win earlier tonight, as they were able to knock off Valley City State by a final score of 68-62. Dort College looks like they might have a slight size advantage, especially in the guard court. And we are underway with the basketball. Opening tap controlled by the defenders. Bringing the ball up will be Nathan Rindles. Rindles across half court. Right side it goes over to Austin Kachi. Kachi to Franken. Franken down to the baseline, and he's bumped immediately by Ty Pratt. And Pratt is whistled for the personal foul. Foul called on Pratt. And Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Inbounding will be Rindles. Rindles on the baseline. Rindles gets it into Lindbergh. Lindbergh goes to the up. On Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh trying to lean his way in, and Dusky falls to the ground. So a pair of fouls early on, one on each team. And the Dort College defenders and Valley City State Vikings will get set to come back the other way. Valley City with the basketball. Bringing it up is McDonald. McDonald passes right side over to Dusky. Dusky up front it goes to Pratt. Dump it down low, intended for Aaron Dusky, and Dusky's unable to handle it. Goes out of bounds, last touch by Valley City. It'll be Dort College basketball. Bringing the ball up is Rindles. Rindles over to Walthersdorf. Tyler will bring it into the front court. Tyler gives it off to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Goes right side, Ty. Ty working against Pratt. Gives it back over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Top of the key. Right side, Tyler Walthersdorf. Kick out pass. Franken. Franken jumper from the wing. No good. Rebound taken away by the Vikings. Off and running with it is McDonald. McDonald comes back over to Jeff Romeus. Romeus to McDonald. McDonald guarded there by Rindles. Gets around on the screen. Puts it up. Shot no good, but McDonald will go to the free throw line to shoot a free throw as he was fouled in the act of shooting. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Foul called on the Dort College defenders and Dalton Frank, and that's foul number one on Frank, and team foul number two on the defenders. To the free throw line to shoot will be A.J. McDonald. He was a 47% free throw shooter last season. First free throw is no good. 47 out of 100, not difficult to figure out that percentage. Another free throw on the way for McDonald. This one's up and good as well, so McDonald makes one of two. Checking into the contest for Valley City is Matt Croplin. Out of the contest is Jeff Romeus. Less than a minute into the contest, Romeus checks out of the contest. Rindles brings the basketball up for the defenders. He passes left side over to Franken. Franken with the ball over to Kachi. Kachi gives it into the right corner. Lindbergh. Dort College trailing 1-0. 1-0 our score. Rindles with it on the far side. Looks like a zone applied here by Valley City. Rindles puts it on the floor. Kick out right side. Kachi. Three-pointer corner. Good. Austin Kachi drains the first of what we hope is many three-pointers this season. Romeus is going to check back into the contest for Valley City State, so whatever needed to be talked about was done very quickly. Handoff comes out front to Croplin. Croplin three. He squeezed the trigger, no good, but there for the offensive rebound, and the putback is Russell Robinson. We're tied up 3-3. 3-3 our score, 18-10 remaining. First half. Kachi with it on the right side. Kachi looking down low. Instead goes over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Zone defense applied by Valley City. Franken squares up. Left elbow jumper is good for Dalton Franken. Dort College leads 5-3. 5-3 our score. A.J. McDonald with the basketball. McDonald with it. Sizing things up. Looking for a pick and roll. He stops at the top of the key. He'll put up a three and he hit it. A.J. McDonald with 4 points. Valley City back in front by a point at 6-5. Right side pass goes over to Kachi. Kachi has it deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Valley City State. It'll be North College basketball. Romeus will check back into the game. Kropflin will check out. 17:33 remaining in the first half. Valley City leads 6-5. Pass comes into Franken. Franken over to Ty Waltersdorf. He drives in, puts it up, off balance shot, no good. Rebound taken away. Offensive rebound by Lindbergh. Fires it out front for Franken. Franken, Rindles. Rindles underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it up in traffic. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Fouls charged to Valley City State's Ty Pratt. Pratt picks up his second. Foul number two on Pratt. Free throws on the way for Lindbergh. Lindbergh, a 59% free throw shooter last season, makes the first one. David Den Herter is going to check into the ballgame at the next break. We'll have a new player checking in for Valley City as well. Second free throw is up and good, so Lindbergh makes them both, and the defenders lead 7-6. Lindbergh is out. Den Herter is in. New player for Valley City. This is Quentin Peterson. Peterson checks in. Looks like both players are about 6 feet 9 inches tall. Both similar in build. They give it out front to Peterson. Peterson 30 feet from the basket. They don't even post him up. With it on the right side, Dusky. Dusky jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Frank and shovels it off to Rindles. Here comes North College. Rindles with the basketball. Left side pass, Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Kachi on the wing back over to Rindles. Rindles to Tyler. Waltersdorf, three. Good. Tyler Waltersdorf with the three-point basket, and the North College defenders lead 10-6. 16:40 remaining. With the basketball out front is McDonald. McDonald sizes up the three. Still has it on the floor. Puts up the runner in the lane. It's good. A.J. McDonald with 6 first-half points. North College's lead is 10-8. 10-8 our score. Rindles into the front court. Rindles with the basketball. Picks up his dribble. His lob pass taken away. And with the breakaway is McDonald on the lead pass. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. A.J. McDonald with 8 first-half points. And we're deadlocked at 10. 16-12 left to play in the first half. Right side pass goes over to Kachi. Kachi tries it on the give and go to Rindles. Taken away by Valley City State. The missed shot by Aaron Dusky, but he'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. New players checking in for the defenders. This will be Lindbergh and Terpstra. Dusky will shoot a pair of free throws. So the two free throws on the way for Aaron Dusky as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First one is up and good. Valley City regains the lead at 11-10. Franken and Tyler Waltersdorf are out. That's Dalton Franken and Tyler Waltersdorf checking in. Terpstra, that's Alex Terpstra, the freshman from Denver Christian, and Kyle Lindbergh. Trying to extend the lead to two is Dusky. Missed it, no good. North College trails 11-10. Into the front court is Rindles. Rindles picks up his dribble, passes right side Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Terpstra. Terpstra, left side Kachi. Kachi, Terpstra. Terpstra with it on the wing. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles will spot up the three. No good. Rebound taken away by Valley City. Coming up with it is Jeremy Ware. Right side pass to Dusky. Dusky thought about the three. Instead passes it to Romeus. Romeus, three-pointer. No good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra lets over to Rindles. Rindles into the front court. Rindles to Terpstra. Terpstra, quick three. Off the heel. No good. Rebound cleared out by Quentin Peterson, and a foul called on the rebound against the Dort College defenders. That's going to go on Rindles, and for Nate, that's foul number one, team foul number four on the defenders. And Valley City will inbound the basketball, length of the floor in front of them. So the Vikings with the basketball. Vikings, a part of the newly formed North Star Athletic Association, made up of Mayville State, James and presentation. I think I got them all. Might have missed one in there. And we've got a foul away from the ball. That's going to go on Dort College's Alex Terpstra. And Terpstra picks up his first personal. Team foul number five already on the defenders with less than 5 minutes gone in the first half. 11-10, Valley City State with the lead in the basketball. Dusky has it on the right side. Dusky passes over to Jeremy Ware. Ware gives it off to Cropland. Cropland with the basketball on the left elbow. Kick out pass. Three is up and good. Three-point basket by Jeremy Ware. And Valley City has opened up a 14-10 lead. Rindles, Lindbergh with it on the left side. Lindbergh over to Kachi. Kachi gives it up to Rindles. Rindles to Terpstra. Terpstra picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi to Rindles. Door College down four. Lindbergh with it on the wing. Lindbergh calling for a screen. Tries to run the pick and roll. He'll get away from his defensive player. Puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Valley City State. Coming up with it is Dusky. Dusky with the basketball. Dusky to Teeljus. Teeljus. Round the horn they go. Over to Jeremy Ware. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Door College. It'll be Valley City basketball. Franken, Waltersdorf, and Brian Sumner into the contest. Terpstra, Kachi, and Den Herter check out. We'll get the lineup for you for Door College. You've got Rindles, Sumner, Waltersdorf, Franken, and Lindbergh on the floor. Valley City State will inbound the basketball. Valley City inbounding, looking to throw in. They throw it in over the top, and they get it to Peterson. Peterson to Ware. Ware gives it off to McDonald. McDonald with the basketball. 13:55 and counting, first half. Neither team has used a timeout yet. Driving in is McDonald. McDonald gives it off to Cropland. Cropland, jumper, 15-footer, good. Mac Cropland with a two-point basket. North College trails 16-10. Tyler Waltersdorf with the basketball. Back over to Rindles. Rindles with it on the right wing. Comes over to Sumner. Sumner to Franken. Franken baseline. Tries to pass it off and throws it off of the backboard. Out of bounds. Now the officials will confer. I certainly thought a Valley City player had touched it before it hit the backboard. And it will be Door College basketball. .13:33 remaining. And they'll have to reset the shot clock to back where it was. 13:33 left to go in the first half. 16-10, Valley City in front. Rindles will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Rindles tossing it in from the baseline, gets it into Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf kick out Rindles. Rindles high arching three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Valley City State. Coming up with it is McDonald, head full of steam. McDonald with the basketball down to the baseline, nothing there. Kick out pass, around the horn they go over to Ware. Jeremy Ware has a long three to his credit already. Comes to Kremaeus. Beg your pardon, Cropland. Cropland to Ware. Ware on the left wing, guarded there by Tyler Waltersdorf. Valley City State basketball working it around. That's Skyler Shockman down in the post now. 9 seconds to shoot. They'll try to break it down with McDonald out front. McDonald with the basketball. He'll pull up, launches the long three, missed everything. Offensive rebound and a shot clock violation. .12:52 left to play in this first half. And Coach Jeff Kaminsky can't believe it on the Valley City bench that the ball didn't hit the rim. From my vantage point, looked like it didn't, but Valley City now gets the forced turnover on the other end. Viking basketball. McDonald guarded there by Franken, picks up his dribble. They pass it down low, intended for Skyler Shockman. It will be North College basketball. Rindles is out. Danny Voss sees his first action. He's the backup point guard from Ripon, California. Patrick Knobloch also made the trip, but he is not in uniform this evening. He's been fighting some nagging injuries here in the early going, so he is not going to play tonight. Brian Sumner with a basketball on the wing. Sumner puts it on the floor, down to the baseline, cut off. Comes back over to Ty Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf in traffic, puts it up. Will the basket count? Do they give him the basket? They will. Tyler Waltersdorf took it hard to the rack, got fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. He's got 5 points. Dort College trails 16-12. So Tyler Waltersdorf to the free throw line. His team trailing by four. 12-11 left to play in the first half. So Tyler Waltersdorf with a free throw coming. It's up and good. Waltersdorf with 6 first half points. And the defenders trail 16-13. Vikings throwing it in. This will be Russell Robinson. Robinson hands it off to McDonald. McDonald will walk it up. A.J. McDonald across half court. McDonald has it on the left side. Gives it back over to Ware. Dort College in man-to-man defense. Trying to switch out front the way it looks. Pass it up to Ware. Ware with the basketball. Ware spots up. Long three from 22. No good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Dort College doesn't have the numbers. Kachi into the front court. Into the corner. It goes Franken. Dalton Franken with the basketball. Trying to back his man down. In the lane. His short jumper is good. 4 points for Franken. Dort College trails 16-15. Five unanswered by the defenders. 11:30 left to play in the half. Bringing the basketball up. Viking ball. This is A.J. McDonald. McDonald on the right side hands it off to Dusky. Dusky with the basketball gives it up to Skyler Shockman. And Dort College taps the pass away. 16-15, Dort College trailing Valley City State here in the first half. McDonald has the ball, 15 seconds on the shot clock. With a basketball on the right side, McDonald. McDonald, long three, and he hit it again. He can't make his free throws, but he can make the threes. He's got 11 first-half points, and the Vikings lead 19-15. 50% free throw shooter, but put him out beyond the three-point line. He hits them all, it seems like. Kachi off the dribble. His three, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away. Vikings off and running. With a basketball, McDonald. McDonald with the lob pass over the top and finishing with the lay-in is Jeff Romeus, and Valley City leads 21-15. Steal by Romeus. Romeus throws it over to McDonald. McDonald with the basketball in the front court. They pass it off. Shot no good. Fight for the basketball, and we have a goaltending called on the defenders as the ball hit the back or the slap of the backboard. And Romeus will get credit for the two-point basket. 4 points for Romeus, and Valley City owns a 23-15 lead. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Our score. Valley City on defense now. Kachi passes to Franken. Franken, top of the key, three is good. He's got 7, and the Dort College defenders trail 23-18. Out front with it is Aaron Dusky. Dusky with the basketball. Dusky down to the baseline. Waltersdorf on the defense. Dort College, this is where they're going to have trouble if people pound him down low. This time, Kachi's able to clear the rebound. Passes over to Franken. Franken, 12-footer. Baseline good. Dalton Franken with 9 points. And Dort College back to within three at 23-20 as they weather the initial Valley City State storm. With a basketball on the right side is Robinson. Robinson throws it into the corner, gives it up to Croplin. Croplin with a basketball. Croplin over to Dusky. Dusky back to Croplin. Croplin down to the baseline. Croplin able to get down to the baseline. His layup is good. 4 points for Croplin. Dort College trails 25-20. Into the front court is Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a basketball in between the circles. He goes into the corner. Franken. Franken, the three. He had the hot hand. Can't get that one to go, though. And here comes Valley City off and running. Valley City wants to run. They throw it away. It's chased down in the corner by Robinson. They pass it down low to Dusky. Dusky leaning his way in against Waltersdorf. And Waltersdorf's going to get called for the personal foul. For Tyler, that's foul number one. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Media timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Keep it. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing midway through the first half, 25-20. And for Dort College, one of the things that I have grasped in the last 4 years is that giving up 25 points in the first 11 minutes of the ball game is too many. Duskies first free throw is up and good as he was fouled. Following on Walterstorff was his first. For Dusky, that's his second made free throw. He's 2 for 3 now. And he's got another one on the way. This one's up and good. 27-25. Dusky makes both free throws. And the North College defenders will get the basketball. Bringing it up is Nathan Rindles. Rindles passes right side over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Terpstra. Terpstra over to Franken. Franken with the basketball. He drives in, puts it up with the right hand. No good. Rebound taken away by Den Herter. Den Herter with the ball back over to Franken. Franken on the right wing. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra left side. Sumner. Sumner with the basketball on the left wing. 25 to shoot. Out front, Terpstra. Three. No good. Rebound fought for, taken down by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball, 20 feet from the hoop, comes over to Sumner. Sumner to Terpstra. Terpstra, Franken. Franken, 12-footer, right side, no good. Rebound taken away by the Vikings. Out front, Dusky. Dusky, layup is good. Count the hoop, and he is fouled by Sumner. Dusky with the two-point basket. Now the three-point play opportunity coming. And Valley City can open this up to a 10-point difference. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Missed the free throw, but getting in for the offensive rebound is Russell Robinson. And on the jump ball, alternating possession, it will be Valley City basketball. So Valley City will maintain possession of the basketball. And the long pass into the backcourt. It's tipped away by Terpstra. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by, well, neither. The referees looking at each other. It's going to be York College basketball as Terpstra broke the pass up. It was intended for Adam Kruger. No, beg your pardon, Paxton Lloyd. And the pass comes out front to David Den Herter. He hands it to Rindles. York College is going to have to regroup. They trail 29-20. Rindles with the basketball. He goes left side, Terpstra. Terpstra, three. He'll put it up and put it down. Alex Terpstra with his first three-pointer as a Dort College defender. Dort College trails 29-23. Dusky with the basketball comes over to Paxton Lloyd. Lloyd with the ball comes over to Anthony Rambo. Rambo back to Lloyd. Lloyd with it on the left side. They dump it down low. Dusky. Dusky posting up on Nathan Rindles. His shot is good. So Dusky with 7 points. And the Dort College defenders trail by 8, 31-23. Bringing the ball up is Franken. Franken to Rindles. Rindles with the ball. Rindles all the way down to the baseline. Puts it up in traffic, and he's fouled on the play. And Nate will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple of free throws. So Nathan Rindles to the free throw line. He'll shoot two free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. So the first free throw on the way for Rindles is up and good. This stat surprised me when I penciled it down this week. Rindles only shot 10 free throws last season, 8 for 10 from the charity stripe. You'll remember he played some critical minutes in the quarterfinal round double overtime loss to Cardinal Stritch last year at the NAI National Tournament. Gave him a confidence boost going into the offseason. Taking over as the starting point guard for the defenders this year. Makes both free throws. Dort College trails 31-25. Now a foul called away from the ball, and that's going to go on David Den Herter. Den Herter whistled for the personal, his first. So Valley City State shooting free throws with Quentin Peterson. Peterson shooting a 1-1. He makes the first one. He's got another one coming. Can extend the lead here. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Second free throw is up and down. 33-25 Valley City State with the 8-point advantage. half where we've struggled to get much flow. Eight fouls on the defenders already, four on Valley City State. Nathan Rindles with it right side over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. He comes over to Terpstra. Terpstra left side it goes. Lindbergh. Lindbergh underneath to Denherter. Denherter lay in good. York College able to work it. That Denherter was able to seal his man, and the defenders back to within six at 33-27. Valley City basketball, McDonald. McDonald with the ball. He's going to fire it up. A three from the top of the key. Missed it that time. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Here comes York College. Kachi with the basketball into the front court. He reverses Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Rindles. Rindles looking down low. Now instead they come back out front. Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Gets around his defensive player. Lays it up with the right hand cut. Kyle Lindbergh with 4 points. York College back to within four at 33-29. Quickly up the floor with the basketball is Romeus. Romeus with it. Romeus gives it off to Ware. Ware, three, banked it in. Missed it so badly, it goes in. 36-29, North College by seven. Down by seven, I should say. With it out front, they give it to Kachi. Kachi able to spin into the lane. His layup is good with the left hand. North College trails by five. 36-31. 6 minutes remaining in this ballgame. In this first half, I should say. Well, both of these teams who pride themselves on defense thus far have given up too many points, I would imagine, for both of their coaches' liking. Valley City State calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Valley City State for the basketball on the right side is Jeremy Ware. After the 30-second timeout called by Jeff Kaminsky and the Valley City State Vikings. McDonald with the basketball down to the baseline. He'll drive in. And a blocking foul called on Terpstra. As they say, he was inside the half-moon circle. Terpstra trying to set up to take the charge. And Alex Terpstra picks up his second personal. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And free throws on the way for McDonald. McDonald will shoot the 1-1. Another free throw on the way. 37-31 our score. Second free throw is up and good. 38-31, Vikings lead. Valley City. Austin Rambo checks out of the contest. Valley City will now show full court pressure defense. Bringing the ball up will be Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball. He goes left side to Terpstra. Terpstra feeds it to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh facing up. Puts it up in traffic. Gets the shot to go and he's fouled. Kyle Lindbergh attacking from the left wing. Gets the shot to go. Foul's going to go on Dusky. And for Dusky, that is foul number one. 5:22 left to go in the half. Kyle Lindbergh to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. He's 2-for-2 from the charity stripe tonight. Free throw is up and no good. Terpstra comes down with the offensive rebound off the rebound. Kick out pass, comes back over to Terpstra in the corner. Too strong, no good, but a foul on the play called on Valley City State. Valley City State's Jeremy Ware whistled for the personal foul on the rebound as that three-pointer was up in the air. Austin Kachi will now inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Comes in to Rindles. Rindles over to Kachi. Kachi squeezes off a three. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh up with the right hand. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Valley City. Valley City coming back the other way with a five-point lead. McDonald. McDonald on the left wing. McDonald working. And free throws on the way for McDonald. McDonald, 2-for-4 from the free throw line tonight. He's right around where he was last season, 47% free throw shooter. First free throw is up and good. Free throw is up, no good. So he makes one of two, does McDonald. And again, they're trying to sort out to make sure that foul went on the right person. Nathan Rindles has two fouls. Alex Terpstra has two. They put three up on the board for Rindles, and that was a big concern for the defenders. Walterstorff for the basketball. Walterstorff driving in, and we've got a blocking foul called on Valley City State and Russell Robinson. Robinson whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Free throws on the way for Tyler Walterstorff. Dalton Franken back into the ballgame for the defenders. So you've got the original starting five on the floor for the defenders. Checking back into the game is Ty Pratt. For Valley City, it's Robinson, Pratt, McDonald, Croplin, and Dusky. Missing the free throw, the front end of the one and one was Tyler Walterstorff. And with 4:30 left to go in the half, Valley City has a 6-point lead and the basketball. So Dort College with a basketball eventually gets the shot to go. Big pardon for the technical difficulties right there. We've reconnected. Hopefully we have a little more solid connection. Well, the basketball is McDonald. McDonald out front. Vikings with the ball, leading by four. 3:45 left to play. They dump it off for Pratt. Pratt layup good. Credit the assist to McDonald. The bucket to Pratt. Left side it goes to Franken. Franken, Kachi. Kachi three, rattles it, no good. Rebound taken down by Pratt. Valley City with the basketball and the lead. 3:20 left to go in the half. Into the front court is McDonald. McDonald at the free throw line. Kick out pass Dusky. Dusky ball fake. Dumps it off. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Dalton Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken will drive in with the right hand and a charging foul called on Dalton Franken. Two fouls on Franken now. Coach Ross Delma does not agree with that call. But in the meantime, Franken does not. Well, Franken picks up his second personal. It did not look like the player had established position who drew the charge, but as it is, and is often the case, my opinion, not the one that matters. Ty Pratt hands it off to Croplin. Croplin shot no good, gets his own rebound back. Shot is up and good. Croplin with the bucket. Valley City has opened up a 43-35 advantage. 2:30 left to play in this first half. Kachi with the basketball on the wing. Kachi over to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff attacking. Lays it up with the right hand, short-armed it, no good. Here comes Valley City State off and running. Vikings with the basketball. This is Dusky. Dusky picks up his dribble. Dusky back out front to Tyler Teeljus. Teeljus with the basketball. Teeljus to Dusky. Dusky to Croplin. Croplin with the basketball. Croplin comes back over to Teeljus. Teeljus. Croplin. Croplin steps in. Longs. Two, and he banked it in. That's the second one like that we've seen tonight. Valley City has a 45-35 advantage. North College wants a timeout with 1:53 remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Valley City leads 45-35. North College uses a timeout. Back with more after this. This is North College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Lob pass down low, Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Rindles. Rindles three, missed it, no good. Long rebound, though, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Valley City State. It'll be North College basketball. North College down 10, 45-35, and this is just too many points to give up in the first half. They pass it down low. Lindbergh. Lindbergh basket good. Lindbergh with 8 first half points. North College trails 45-30. First half. Valley City with the lead in the basketball. Dusky passes to Rumaeus. Rumaeus gives it back over to McDonald. He's guarded there by Rindles. Comes over to Dusky. Dusky with the ball in between the circles out front. Dusky hands it off to McDonald. McDonald with the basketball. McDonald will attack from the right side, working against Rindles. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Gets a step, drives in. Kick out pass, Dusky. Dusky three, missed it, no good. Rebound Kachi, and we've got a foul on the play called on Valley City State. Kachi had it for a moment, and then it was yard free on the foul. And the foul is called on Jeff Rameas, his first. And Austin Kachi will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Sedor College with an opportunity to cut into the lead. So free throws on the way for Kachi. North College down 8, and maybe you can get it down to 6 and get a defensive stop. Danny Voss is going to check in. Free throw by Kachi is in and out, no good. That's an 89% free throw shooter. Over 80% for his career. 89% last year, and he misses the front end of the 1-1, and Valley City will milk the clock here towards the end of the first half. 8 second difference, shot clock and game clock. 18 seconds on the shot clock right now. McDonald working against Rindles. Rindles playing with 2 personal fouls. Danny Voss is waiting at the bench. He would have liked to have gotten him in to prevent Rindles from picking up his third, and it's not going to matter as A.J. McDonald hits a step-back 3. Valley City leads 48-37 with 5 seconds left to go in the half. Rindles pass to Kachi, taken away, driving in for the dunk at the buzzer is Jeff Rameas. And Valley City State has taken a 50-37 lead into the halftime locker room. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The North College Defenders trailing at halftime, 50-37 with the Valley City State Vikings. And for North College, this is something that this youthful group will have to learn, and that is playing defense consistently and what that means and getting in and stopping teams. This Valley City State team, a tough matchup at point guard especially. A.J. McDonald, pretty quick and able to get off shots when he needs to, and he has 3 threes already. So Valley City State ahead by 13 at halftime, 50-37. We had 2 ties early at 3-10. Valley City opened up their first sizable lead at 23-15. North College came back to cut it down to 23-20. Valley City then went on another 8-0 run to get up 31-20. I beg your pardon. They went on a 6-0 run to get up 29-20. Again, North College would narrow the gap 36-31. And with less than a minute left to go in the first half, they were shooting the front end of the 1-1 were the defenders. Trailing 45-37, and you're thinking, make a couple of free throws, get a stop. But in the process, North College missed the front end of the 1-1. Valley City came down, hit a 3. North College had a turnover near midcourt. Valley City brought it down the other way. Throwing down the slam dunk was Jeff Rameas. And you go from thinking you might get into the locker room down 6, and instead it's a 13-point difference at 50-37. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast of Dort College Basketball on KDCR made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services brought up by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobelman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with a look at the halftime numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College, 14 of 31 shooting in the first half for 45.2%, 4 for 15 on threes, 26.7%, 5 for 8 on free throws, 62.5%. For Valley City State, 18 of 29 from the floor, 62.1%, 5 of 11 on threes, 45.5%, 9 for 13 on free throws, 69.2%. Dort College has been out-rebounded, 18 to 13 turnovers. Dort College, 9, Valley City State, 5. Individually, Dort College led by Dalton Franken with 12 points. 10 for Kyle Lindberg. 5 for Austin Kachi. 3 each for Tyler Waltersdorf and Alex Terpstra. 2 for David Denherter. 2 for Nathan Rindles for their total of 37. For Valley City State, A.J. McDonald with 17 points. 8 for Matt Croplin. 7 for Aaron Dusky. 6 for Jeremy Ware. 4 for Russell Robinson, 2 for Ty Pratt, and 2 for Quentin Peterson for their total of 50 points. Austin Kachi leads Dort College with 4 rebounds. Valley City State topped by Russell Robinson and Aaron Dusky with 5 rebounds apiece. 4 assists for Nathan Rindles. Dort College does not have a steal in the first half of play. Jeff Remeas has 3 steals in the first half of play for Valley City State. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. We're at halftime. Dort College trails 50-37. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Fill you in on what's coming up this week on KDCR, or this weekend, I should say. The Dort College Defender football game with Doan tomorrow afternoon. Kickoff 1 o'clock from Crete, Nebraska. You can hear it on KDCR. Also, tomorrow afternoon from Crete, Nebraska, into the early evening hours, it'll be Dort College versus Doan in volleyball play as the Dort College Defenders try to take a step towards maybe moving up into the top two or three in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as they head into the final week of play. Wrap up the season, regular season, on Wednesday when they face Northwestern in Orange City. Dort College soccer is at home tomorrow afternoon for Senior Day. They'll start at 1 o'clock with a women's contest. Men's game will follow at about 3 o'clock or so, probably 3:15, a little more accurate. You can hear those games on 3w.dort.edu/athletics, and the Dort College Blades hockey team in action tomorrow as well. They're in action right now, in fact, as they are facing Wisconsin-Platteville. And that was a 7:30 face-off this evening. And that'll be a 4:15 face-off tomorrow afternoon. Dort College basketball again tomorrow afternoon. 3 o'clock start time for the women, 5 o'clock start time for the men as they face Jamestown. That's about another 40 miles to the west of here on Interstate 94. Those games will not be on KDCR or on a Dort College-generated webcast. Hard to be two or three places at once, so we have to pick and choose. But able to make the trip up to Valley City this evening for the men's and women's basketball doubleheader. Women won earlier tonight, 68-62. Dort College getting a hard-fought win over a very good Valley City team. Team that made it to the national tournament last year and that will challenge in the North Star Athletic Association Conference once again. Elise Marish led Dort College with 17. Jamie Cook chipped in with 14. Back with the second half of play right after this. A quick three. Jeff Remeas missed it. Dort College has the basketball. Nathan Rindles driving in, lays it up with the right hand. No good. There for the follow is Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, 8 points by my count. Dort College trails 50-39, 19:30 remaining in this contest. Valley City basketball, right side Remeas. Remeas had the half-ending dunk to put Valley City up by their biggest lead at 13 points. McDonald with a basketball on the left side, working against Rindles. He dumps it off for Pratt, taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Kyle Lindbergh ahead to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff hesitates, his shot no good, but he is fouled on the play. Now the referees will have to confer. Dort College asking for the goaltending call, and they will get it. Well, if they were going to call it early in the game on, I believe, a Kyle Lindbergh block shot attempt, they have to give it to Dort College on that one as the hand slapped the backboard. And Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line now to try and complete the three-point play. Foul, by the way, went on Aaron Dusky. That's his second. Walterstorff makes the free throw. He's got 11 by my count, and the defenders trail by 8, 50 to 42. Bringing the basketball up is McDonald. McDonald passes over to Dusky. Dusky to Pratt. Pratt left side. It goes to Robinson. Robinson to Dusky. Dusky steps in. Shot blocked by Lindbergh. Rebound Lindbergh. Outlets over to Rindles. Here comes Dort College. Nathan Rindles into the front court. He passes out front to Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it on the floor. Kick out pass right side. Kachi. Kachi underneath Lindbergh, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Dusky, and that's number three on him. So Dusky has picked up two quick ones here in the second half. Going to the and inbounding the basketball will be Rindles. It's team foul number two on Valley City State in this half. Rindles inbounding right side of the lane. Gets it into Lindbergh. Lindbergh lays it up. No good, but he's fouled on the play by Pratt. Pratt whistled for his third personal, and Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Dort College down 8, 50 to 42 after trailing by as many as 13. That came at the halftime break. So free throws on the way for Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh's free throw is up and good. Kyle now 2 for 3 by my count. Beg your pardon, 3 for 4 by my count. Pratt will check out of the contest. That's foul number 3 on Pratt. Another free throw on the way for Lindbergh as Dort College tries to whittle the lead down. That was 13. Get it back to 6 with a made free throw, and they don't. And we have a lane violation or a foul. A lane violation against the defender, so wipe the free throw attempt off by Kyle Lindbergh. And Dort College trails 50 to 43. So Dort College starts the second half with a 6-0 run. Let's see if they can get another defensive stop. McDonald with the basketball. McDonald out front, guarded by Rindles. Passes to Jeff Remeus. Remeus with the basketball. Gives it up to Robinson. Robinson dumps it down low. Shot blocked by Lindbergh. Saves it in, though, right to Robinson. And Robinson gets the shot to go. And he'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. Foul called on Dort College and Dalton Franken, his third. 52-43, Valley City State by 9. A free throw on the way for Russell Robinson. Robinson with 4 first half points. He's got 6 now. Free throw by Robinson is short, no good. Rebound cleared out by Lindbergh. Dort College trails 9. 52-43. Into the front court, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it. Steps into the lane. Tries to dump it off to Tyler Walterstorff. And the ball is kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Valley City. It'll be Dort College basketball. Croplin is in. Romeus is out. Inbounding the basketball is Rindles. Into the corner, Kachi. Kachi, 3. Got it. 8 points for Kachi, and the Dort College defenders trail 52 to 46. Valley City with the basketball. This is A.J. McDonald. McDonald loses his footing, and the foul is going to go on Dort College and Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh picks up his second. And the Valley City Vikings will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They throw it out front, and they get it in to Jeremy Ware. McDonald will size things up. He's at half court. A.J. McDonald with the basketball on the right side. McDonald in between the circles. Step back. His 3 is good. He has not cooled off. He's got 20 points, 55-46. Valley City leading by 9. Dort College is going to have to find a way to contain him somehow. With the basketball out front, they go right side to Altersdorf. Altersdorf, Kachi. Kachi, ball fake, nothing there. Takes a dribble to the free throw line. Kick out pass comes back over to Lindbergh, short corner. Gets pinned on the baseline. Kick out pass, Kachi. Three-pointer, got it. Austin Kachi with his third three of the day. He's got 11. Dort College trails 55-49. Into the front court with the basketball is McDonald. Diving in and a blocking foul called on the defenders. Did it come before the shot is my question. Wow. A.J. McDonald will get the three-point play opportunity. I thought the foul came before the shot attempt. Foul goes on Rendles, and that's his third. 57-49, Valley City in front. A.J. McDonald with 22 points. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Nine-point difference again. A.J. McDonald, a one-man wrecking crew for this Valley City team, and with a opportunity at a little breather, they'll give him one. 16:50 left to play in the ballgame. Rendles across the half-court stripe. Goes right side over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi gives it up to Rendles. Rendles has to track it down. He takes it hard to the hoop. Tries to shovel it off. And it's tipped out of bounds. Valley City defending as Rendles will inbound the basketball. They get it into Lindbergh. Lindbergh's shot no good, but there for the putback is David Denherter. Denherter with 4 points. Dort College trails 58-51. Driving the other way, layup attempt by Ware, no good, but he's fouled on the play by Denherter. Denherter whistled for his second personal foul. 58-51 our score. Dort College down 7. Free throws on the way for Jeremy Ware as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Dort College down 7, and it'll stay at 7 as Ware misses the first free throw. He's got another one coming. So another free throw coming. New player checking in for Valley City will be Austin Rambo. Free throw by Ware is good. He's got 7 points. And the defenders trail 59-51. Dort College trying to chip away. 7 fouls called already in the first 3.5 minutes of this second half. Rendles will bring the basketball up. Dort College with no one in serious foul trouble yet, but they do have Nathan Rendles and Dalton Franken with 3 fouls apiece. Left side pass goes over to Franken. Baseline jumper is good. Dalton Franken with 11 points. And the defenders lead 59-53. Trail, I should say, 59-53. Jeremy Ware. Ware gives it off to Rambo. Rambo with the basketball. They give it up Cropland. Cropland shot no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi with the basketball ahead. Rendles. Rendles to Lindbergh. Lindbergh layup right hand good. Kyle Lindbergh with 11. Dort College trails 59-55, and the defenders are back in it. They trail by 4. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Vikings. Back with more in a moment. Dort College cutting into what was a 13-point lead. They've started the second half outscoring Valley City State 18-9. They trail now 59-55. Valley City basketball. As Austin Rambo will throw it in. He gives it to McDonald. McDonald with the basketball. McDonald at midcourt, guarded there by Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh goes underneath the screen. McDonald still moving, driving down to the baseline, kick out pass. 3 on the way, missed it, and we've got a foul called on the rebound. And the foul's going to go against Valley City State. And number 22, Quentin Peterson. Peterson whistled for the personal, his second. On the floor for the defenders right now, Danny Voss, Kyle Lindbergh, Dalton Frank, and Austin Kachi, and David Denherter. Lindbergh brings the basketball up for the defenders. Lindbergh gives it off to Kachi. Kachi at the top of the key. comes over to Franken. Franken to Voss. Voss with the basketball on the right side. Voss goes over to Franken. Franken with the basketball. And now we've got a hook called on David Den Herter. Den Herter whistled for his third personal. And just like that, we'll go the other way with Valley City getting the basketball back. 15:09 left to go in regulation. 59-55, Vikings by four. Vikings bringing the ball up. Bringing it across the timeline is McDonald. McDonald with the ball. He tosses it right side over to Dusky. Dusky with it. Dusky comes back over to Rambo. Rambo with the ball. Rambo gives it off Cropland. Cropland with the ball. Cropland gives it up to Ware. Ware will drive down to the baseline. Hesitates. Tries it again and throws it away. York College gets the ball back. Walterstorff and Terpstra are in. Kachi and David Den Herter are out. North College gets the ball inbounded. Kyle Lindberg will walk it into the front court. Now he breaks into a trot. He's got it at the top of the key with the right hand. Comes over to Terpstra. Ball fake. Nothing there. Back over to Danny Voss. Voss to Terpstra. Terpstra tries to pass it down low, and it's taken away by Valley City State. Turnover. Here comes the Vikings. McDonald with the basketball. McDonald will drive in and fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on the North College defenders, and Tyler Walterstorff fits his second. Valley City will have two free throws on the way for A.J. McDonald. This will be the eighth and ninth free throw shot by McDonald tonight. Up to this point, he's made all but two of them. Well, after a tough start to the evening, he has now made four free throws in a row. Valley City by five. And make it six, 61-55. McDonald with both free throws. He's got 25 points this evening. Lindberg the other way, and Lindberg's shot won't go, but he's fouled on the play, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Neither team can stop the other without fouling right now. Kyle Lindberg will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Lindberg averaged 7.4 points per game last season. North College will be back in action after this weekend. They're back in play on Tuesday of next week. Free throw is no good. Austin Kachi also has 11, and Tyler Walterstorff with 11. Second free throw is up, and that one hangs on the rim, won't drop through. Loose ball, and it's taken away by Valley City State. Coming up with it is Rambo. Rambo with the basketball, gives it up to McDonald. McDonald will take it up. 61-55, Valley City by six. McDonald with the basketball out front. He kicks it out after Dort College has to help off. Jeremy Ware, and now Valley City will throw it into the backcourt. It's taken away by the defenders as Valley City stopped play, and Alex Terpstra picks it up and gets the garbage bucket. He's got five. 61-57, Valley City stopped playing. They did not go to get the ball for the over and back violation and instead let the ball go into the backcourt, and Alex Terpstra was heads up as he grabbed it and went in for the layup. Kyle Lindberg with his third foul tonight. And it's going to be bonus time from here on out for Valley City State. This one could take a while yet. A.J. McDonald to the free throw line for a 1-1. Ty Pratt will check into the ballgame. McDonald makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Another free throw on the way for McDonald. This one's up and in and out, no good. York College trails 62-57 with a basketball. They get it off to Franken. Franken into the lane. His pull-up from 12 is good. Dalton Franken with 13 points, and the Dort College defenders call the timeout, trailing 62-59. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Valley City, North Dakota, right after this. Valley City basketball after the timeout by the defenders. Dort College back to within three. That's as close as they've been in a while. McDonald squares up and he hits a three. He's got 29. 65-59, Valley City by six. Austin Kachi answering three. No. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh layup good. Lindbergh with the offensive rebound and the putback. Dort College trails 65-61. Looks like Dort College is in a zone defense. They will pass to Pratt. Pratt in the short corner. Around the horn they come. Back over to McDonald. McDonald with the basketball. McDonald comes right side. Valley City with the basketball. Jeremy Ware. Right elbow jumper. Dusky shot no good. Rebound cleared out by Dalton Franken. Franken into the front court. Comes back over to Kachi, and Kachi is pushed from behind by Jeff Remaeus. Remaeus picks up his second. That's team foul number six on the Vikings. And Nathan Rindles will check into the contest. Also checking in is Russell Robinson for Valley City State. Nathan Rindles will throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Rindles looking, still looking. And Dort College will call a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, their member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Back with more after this. Dort College trails by four, 65-61, 12:22 left to go in this game. Dort College has trailed by as many as 13. That came at the half, 50-37. Dort College, though, started the second half with a 6-0 run, and they've been battling it ever since. Four, they've been as close as three. That was at 62-59. And a two-point basket. Dort College trails 65-63. 12:10 remaining in this game. Valley City with the basketball. McDonald. Around the horn they come, right side over to Remaeus. Remaeus with the ball. Dort College has gone to a zone. Let's see if they can slow Valley City down. Russell Robinson hits a two. He's got eight. 67-63, Valley City by four. Rindles driving in, dumps it off for Waltersdorf, and Waltersdorf is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Pratt. That's number four on him, and Ty Waltersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 11:48 left to go in regulation. Dort College trailing, 67-63, trying to hang around long enough and give themselves a chance at the end. Tyler Waltersdorf with two free throws. First free throw for the junior from Sioux Center is up and down. He's got 12. Another free throw on the way for Waltersdorf. He can make it a two-point ball game here with a made free throw. 67-64, our score. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So a pair of free throws by Waltersdorf. He's got a baker's dozen. Dort College has three players with 13 points, another with 11. Pretty balanced scoring, obviously. McDonald, the three, missed it, no good. Chases down his own rebound, though. See, he was able to get around his defensive player, and a blocking foul called on Nathan Rindles, and Rindles has just picked up his fourth personal with 11:30 remaining. One-and-one opportunity coming here for McDonald. McDonald with 29 points. So 1-1 coming. Voss will check in. Rindles will check out. So McDonald to shoot the front end of a 1-1 here. He's got 29 by my count. Free throw is up, and it hangs on the rim and won't go down. Rebound taken away by Kachi, and Door College has the basketball with a chance to tie it with a two or take the lead with a three. Voss with the basketball. He checked in for Rendles. Rendles saddled with four fouls now. Valley City has gone to his own defense as well. Voss to Franken. Franken back over to Voss. Voss, Kachi. Kachi, Waltersdorf into the corner. Kachi. Kachi, three. Bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket for Austin Kachi, and Dort College has taken the lead at 68-67. 11 minutes left to go in regulation. McDonald with the basketball. McDonald passes right side, Dusky. Dusky into the lane, nothing there. Out front, three-pointer up by Romeus is good. Romeus well beyond the three-point stripe. He's got 9 points. Dort College trails 70-68. Ball tipped out of bounds, last touch by Valley City. It'll be Dort College basketball. Danny Voss will inbound the basketball. Gets it in to Tyler Waltersdorf. Dort College trailing by two again. Moments ago, they took the lead at 68-67 on a Kachi three, but Romeus answered with a three of his own. Elbow, Waltersdorf, layup, good. Waltersdorf able to get around the defensive player. He's got 15. We're deadlocked at 70. 10:25 left to go in the game. 70-70 our score. McDonald comes over to Romeus. Romeus with the basketball. Romeus, they go high post. Kick it back over to Romeus. Romeus driving in. Lays it up. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped out long. Coming away with it is Danny Voss. Voss for the basketball across half court. Dort College scrapping. We're halfway through the second half. Tied up 70-70, so they made up the 13 points. Dalton Franken baseline jumper is good. Dalton Franken the pull-up from 12 on the left baseline. Dort College leads 72-70. 9:45 left to go. McDonald driving in. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Gets it away to Danny Voss. Voss with the ball. Right side. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf into the corner. Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi gives it up. Walt. Walt back over to Kachi. Kachi swings it around left side. Franken. Franken. Lindbergh. Lindbergh short corner. Reverses Kachi. Kachi three ball. No good. Rebound there. Offensive rebound. Tyler. Tyler shot good. Tyler Waltersdorf with the putback. He's got 17. Dort College leads 74-70. 9:15 remaining, and Valley City State calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Dort College leading 74-70. A lot of time remaining, though. 9:14 left to go in regulation. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
Why on a motorcycle?
Both teams with three timeouts remaining. Dort College leading 74-70, their biggest lead of the ballgame. 9:14 left to go in regulation. Dort College has outscored Valley City State 37-20 through the first 10 minutes and 46 seconds of this second half. Dort College trailed 50-37 at halftime. Valley City with the basketball, A.J. McDonald. McDonald with the basketball out front, comes over to Romeus. Romeus with the ball. Romeus back out front, comes back to McDonald, back screen, lob over the top, and it was open, but he overshot Russell Robinson on the pass. Dort College gets the ball back, 9 minutes remaining. Both teams are in the bonus. Dalton Franken will hand it off to Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh will bring it up. Lindbergh with the basketball, comes over right side, Kachi. Kachi to Voss. Danny Voss gives it up, Franken. Franken stops, and he is pushed from behind by Valley City State, and Russell Robinson can't believe it. Dalton Franken will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. 74-70 our score. Dort College leading by four. Franken will shoot a one and the bonus. 15 for Franken unofficially. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. He's got another one on the way. Waltersdorf with a team-high 17 by my count. Kachi has 14, Lindbergh with 13, Franken with 16. Dort College leads 75-70. Another free throw on the way by Franken. This one's up and good. So Dalton Franken makes both free throws, and the defenders lead 76-70. Into the front court with the basketball is McDonald. McDonald passes over to Dusky. They go high-low, and laying it up and down is Quentin Peterson. Peterson got free for the easy bucket. Dort College leads 76-72. Left side pass goes to Franken. Franken with the ball. Kachi. Kachi back over to Franken. Franken baseline jumper, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Valley City, off and running, McDonald. McDonald's going to drive in, lost it, taken away by Voss. Danny Voss with the basketball, ahead to Kachi. Kachi with the left hand under control, layup good. York College leads 78-72. It's racehorse basketball now. McDonald into the lane. Kick out pass, Dusky. Dusky three, good. Dusky with 10. York College leads 78-75. The six-point lead cut in half with one three-pointer. Lindberg with the basketball back over to Kachi. Kachi with the ball out front. He comes over to Franken. Dalton with the basketball on the wing. Franken gives it up to Voss. Voss with the ball, 7:40 left to play. Basketball comes to Franken. Franken beyond the three-point line, back over to Kachi. 10 seconds to shoot. Kachi step back three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg over to Den Herder. North College will recycle the offense. North College leading by three with a basketball is Kachi. Down to the baseline, puts up the leaner, can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play. Foul called on Matt Croplin, his first. Austin Kachi to the free throw line to shoot, I believe, two. We'll see if it was in the act of shooting or not. Foul to the adults. Two fouls on up for Kachi. Kachi makes the first free throw. York College leading by four, 79-75, 7:14 remaining. Another free throw on the way for Kachi. This one's up and good. So Kachi makes both free throws. Two for three today is Kachi. And the defenders lead 80-75. 7:14 left to play in this first ball game of the year. North College 13 down at halftime, leading by five now. McDonald catching a breather on the bench, so Valley City's going to shake it up here. Ball deflected, picked up by Dusky. Dusky back outside to Ware. Ware into the corner, Dusky. Dusky three ball, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Tyler Waltersdorf. He gets it ahead to Lindberg. Lindberg into the front court, doesn't have the numbers. Lindberg with the basketball. Underneath, wide open, is Terpstra. Terpstra layup good. Alex Terpstra checked in at the last break. He gets the two-point bucket to go. He's got seven. North College leads 82-75. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Valley City State. 6:33 left to go in the game. Timeout. Valley City State, they have two remaining. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the Osmond Center on the campus of Valley City State University right after this. 82-75, the North College defenders by seven over the Valley City State Vikings. 6:33 left to go in this contest. At halftime, North College went into the locker room on a bad sequence of plays. Since then, they've been able to rebound. And they are right now, they are the team in control at 82-75, but still a lot of time left in this one. 6:33 left to go in regulation. Valley City State basketball after the timeout. North College in a zone again. On the right side is Ware. Ware with the basketball. Three is off the heel, no good. Rebound taken down by Lindberg. Lindberg chases it down in the corner, outlets over to Voss, doesn't have the numbers. Danny will take it across the timeline. This is a team that's going to have to grow up quickly. Franken with it on the right side, comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra back to Franken. Franken, Lindberg, they run a two-man game on the wing. Lindberg's shouting directions. He wants something special. Now instead, he backs his way in, lays it up with the left hand, good. Lindberg with 15. He was able to back his man down. That was Dusky. North College leads 84-75. 5:50 left to go in this contest. With it on the left side, Valley City State with the basketball. Croplin. Croplin will drive in. Dumps it off. Nothing there. Croplin gives it off Dusky. Dusky's pass taken away by Terpstra, the freshman from Denver Christian. Right place, right time as he ranges into the passing lane. North College now with a chance to go up double digits. Tyler Waltersdorf for the basketball. Waltersdorf with it out front. Hands it off to Voss. North College has three timeouts remaining. Nord College in a little bit of a pickle here, looking to the sideline for a little direction. Walthersdorf in traffic, shot was blocked, rebound taken away by Valley City State. Valley City State into the front court. This is Jeremy Ware. Ware to Cropland. Cropland three, big steal. 9 points for Cropland. Dort College leads 84-78. Certainly looked like Tyler Walthersdorf had done enough to draw a foul on the offensive end. Instead, they called it a blocked shot, and Cropland hits a three. 4:48 left to play in the game. Dort College leading. Out front it goes Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Terpstra, big three off the mark, no good. Rebound fought for, taken down by Valley City State. They're off and running, trying to cut into the six-point lead. Another three by Cropland, missed it, no good. But Dort College fights over the rebound. And it goes out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. Dort College will now have to regroup defensively. 84-78 our score, Dort College by six. Back into the game is McDonald. Well, that three-pointer by Valley City State gave them life, and now they're playing with a little more confidence. They still trail by six. Still a lot of time, though. Inbounding the basketball will be Robinson. Dort College needs a defensive stop. Nathan Rindles back into the game. McDonald will pull up, casts up a long three, missed it badly, no good, off the side of the backboard. Didn't draw iron that time. Dort College will bring it up. Now they can milk some time off of the clock. If McDonald will let him. Ball deflected. Picked up by the defenders. Bodies on the floor everywhere. And a charging foul called on Dalton Franken. Speechless. 4:08 left to go in the game. Dort College, you're gonna have to, you got to earn it on the road. That's all there is to it, and that's part of what this youthful group is going to have to learn. Franken has just picked up his fourth. He will check out of the ball game. Terpstra is back in. Time to get after it. With a basketball, bringing it up will be Robinson. He hands it off to McDonald, and here we go. 4 minutes left to go in the game. McDonald across the timeline. He hands it off to Jeff Remeus. Remeus will drive the lane, lost it, picks it back up. Comes back to McDonald, 20 on the shot clock. McDonald setting things up from the top of the key. He goes left side, Remeus. Remeus back to McDonald. Dort College extending their defense, 12 to shoot. McDonald, nothing there. Comes back right side, shot on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Walthersdorf and Peterson engaged. And Walthersdorf hit the floor. Dort College came away with a rebound, though. Left side it goes Walthersdorf. Big possession here. Dort College by six. Walthersdorf hands it off to Lindbergh. Lindbergh shot no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Valley City State. It'll be Dort College basketball. Lindbergh pinned just a little too far underneath the basket. 84-78, Dort College by six. Inbounding will be Rindles. 3:22 left in regulation. Throwing it in. Rindles looking, still looking, gets it in to Lindbergh, guarded by Dusky. Lindbergh puts it on the floor down to the baseline. Double team. Back over to Terpstra. Swing it left side. They get it to Walt. Tyler with it on the left side, breaking his man down, drives in, has it stripped. Coming up with it is Dusky. Ahead to McDonald. McDonald driving the lane, puts it up. And they're going to call a blocking foul on Terpstra. McDonald hit the floor hard. He'll go to the free throw line for two. Terpstra whistled for his third. 3:01 remaining in this game. 1-1 opportunity, I believe, for the Vikings, or will they give him two? It's team foul number 9, I believe. Well, that's number 10 on the defender, so that takes all the suspense out of that. It'll be a double bonus. Dort College 84, Valley City State 78. 3:01 left to go in regulation. Free throw by McDonald on the way is up. Good. 30 for McDonald. 10 for Dusky. No one else with double figures for Valley City. Dort College leads 84-79. Another free throw on the way for McDonald. He can make it a four-point ball game here. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 84-80. Both teams are in the double bonus from here on out. 3:01 left to go in regulation. Dort College by four. Bringing the ball up will be Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf hands it off to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles has it tapped away from him. Out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. And Valley City State's coach Jeff Kaminsky up off of his seat, and he's upset. He's been upset most of the evening, so that's not a new sight. With the basketball is Rindles. Rindles goes over to Kachi. Dort College by four. Kachi out front, Franken. Franken with the basketball, Rindles. Original starting five on the floor for the defenders. Tyler Walters throw for the basketball. 10 to shoot. They dump it down low for Lindbergh. 7 to shoot. Lindbergh. It's going to go into the lane, kicks it out. Franken, jumper, 15, swish. Franken with 19. Dort College leads 86-80, 2:20 remaining. Into the corner, three-pointer is off the mark, no good. And a foul called on Dalton Franken on the rebound. And Dalton Franken has just picked up a technical foul. So Franken has fouled out of the game, and he will go to the bench. And Valley City will have first they'll shoot the double bonus, I believe. I beg your pardon. They will shoot the free throws for the technical. Dusky's free throw is good. Well, after all that happens under the basket on rebounds, they called a foul where both players were going up for the ball. Alex Terpster will check into the ballgame. 2:16 left to go in this game. Valley City now shooting the double bonus with Robinson. This is Robinson's second trip to the free throw line. He's 0 for 1 thus far. First free throw is good. Well, Dort College still in front, but Valley City with an opportunity at a four-point possession here. 86-83, Dort College by three. Well, you go from thinking that you've got the rebound secured to a foul and then a technical foul and four free throws later. It's 86-84. Dort College by two, and Franken is out of the ballgame. He's fouled out. Tyler Walters throw for the basketball. Comes right side over to Kachi. Kachi to Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Terpster side Walt. Walt underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh double team. Back to Tyler. Tyler shot. Good. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Oh, baby! Tyler Walterstorff for the two-point basket. He's got 19, and he's got an opportunity at an old-fashioned three-point play. That foul charge to Mac Croplin, his second. 1:57 left to go in regulation. So Tyler Walterstorff to the free throw line. Up and down. Three-point play for Walt. Dort College leads 89-84. Time on the floor, charged to Dort College. They've got two remaining. Back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
So when
you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Well, Dort College is going to have to go the rest of the way without Dalton Franken. Franken fouled out moments ago. He fouls out with 19 points in his college debut. Tyler Waltersdorf coming up big here down the stretch for the defenders as well. He's got 20 points, 14 of them in the second half. Kyle Lindbergh has 15. Austin Kachi with 18. Alex Terpstra off of the bench with 7 by my count. David Denherter with 4. Nathan Rindles with 2 for Valley City State. A.J. McDonald has 31 points. He has been a one-man wrecking crew. Both teams have two timeouts remaining. Valley City State will bring the basketball up, trailing by five. Into the front court with the ball is McDonald. McDonald driving in. Ball tap, controlled by Terpstra. Terpstra gets it away to Rendles. Rendles will bring it up. North College. They get it to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Rendles. Rendles to Terp. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra comes back over to Rendles. Rendles with it on the right side. Rendles gets away from McDonald. They go over to Kachi. Kachi to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh ball fake. Puts it up. Down. Cut the hoop and he's fouled. Kyle Lindbergh, the Dort College defenders, after that sequence of plays where you wondered how the defenders were going to respond after the foul and the technical foul, the veterans taking over. Tyler Walthersdorf with a three-point play on the previous possession. Now Kyle Lindbergh with an opportunity at a three-point play as well. Dort College leading 91-84. A free throw on the way for Lindbergh, up and down. 8-point lead defenders, 92-84. 1:30 left to play in the game. McDonald into the front court, defend the three. He'll take the twos. Cropland with the basketball. Cropland passes it off right side. Three, missed everything, no good. Ball's down on the floor. And it's loose after the missed shot. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh heading up floor with a head full of steam. Nothing there. He retreats, gives it off to Terpstra and Dort College with an 8-point lead. 1 minute to go. Ball taken away by Valley City State. McDonald. McDonald fouled on the play by Rendles. And McDonald will have to go to the free throw line to earn him. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. And Nathan Rendles, I believe, has just fouled out. Nope, it doesn't come easy on the road. Nathan Rendles fouls out of the ballgame with 59.9 seconds remaining. Dort College by eight. They're in the driver's seat, but this one far from over. Danny Voss will check into the ballgame. So A.J. McDonald will shoot a pair, trying to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. Well, Dort College is going to do it with two freshmen, a junior, and two seniors on the floor. First free throw by McDonald is good. He has 32 now, and it's 92-85. McDonald massaging that left calf against the crank bin. Second free throw by McDonald is good. 92-86, Dort College by six. Full court pressure applied by Valley City. New player checking in for the Vikings will be Jeremy Ware. Throwing it in will be Tyler Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf gets it into Kachi. Kachi over to Ty. Ty with it in the backcourt. And a foul called on the play against A.J. McDonald. Tyler Walthersdorf will shoot two free throws. Well, for McDonald, he's been massaging that calf like he's got a cramp. If anything would have a cramp, I would think it'd be that right arm with his shooting tonight. Shoot it till it falls off, and he's got 34 this evening by my count. 33 or 34. Two free throws on the way for Tyler Walthersdorf. Both teams in the double bonus. 56.2 seconds remaining. Free throw up by Ty. Too strong. No good. You make this one, it's a three-possession ball game. Still plenty of time for Valley City State. You can play the foul game. Walthersdorf free throw is up, and that one's good. So he makes one of two. Both teams have two timeouts remaining. Dort College leads 93-86. With the basketball out front is McDonald. McDonald passes off left side. Long three is good. Long three by Jeff Romeus. He's got 12, and the defender lead is four at 93-89. You got to respect McDonald in the meantime. A shooter gets free. Valley City State uses the timeout. Back with more after this. 46.5 seconds remaining. Back with more. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR. 93-89, Dort College by four. 46.5 seconds remaining after the long three-pointer by on the floor for the defenders, Terpstra, Voss, Walthersdorf, Kachi, and Lindbergh. Valley City State countering with McDonald, Romeus, Robinson, Ware, And now Dort College inbounding the basketball. They get it into Waltersdorf, and Waltersdorf is fouled from behind by Romeus. He picks up his third, and Dort College will shoot two free throws on the other end. Waltersdorf with 21 points tonight. I believe this will be his ninth and tenth free throw attempt. With 45.5 seconds remaining, so one precious second went off of the clock in the process. Dort College with two of their starters following out. They are Franken and Rindles. First free throw by Tyler is off the heel, no good. Another free throw on the way for Waltersdorf. Dort College trying to make it a five-point game with a made free throw here. This one's up and good. So Waltersdorf makes one of two, and the defenders call a timeout. 94-89. A made free throw by the defenders. And now it'll be Valley City State with a basketball, trailing by two possessions. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Waltersdorf unofficially with 22. He's got team honors for the defenders, one of four players in double figures. For Valley City State, it's been the A.J. McDonald show. 17 points in the first half, 33 in the second half. In the second half, he has relied predominantly on free throws. Of his 16 points in the second half, eight of them have been from the charity stripe by my count. Dort College by five, 94-89. Valley City State will have to go the length of the floor here. Both teams have one timeout remaining. High drama in Valley City, North Dakota today. Valley City State for the basketball. McDonald will bring it up. McDonald into the front court. McDonald is going to drive in. Drives in. Dumps it off. Collision. No call made. Terpstra comes up with it. Here come the defenders. Voss to Lindbergh. Dort College quickly up the floor. Terpstra, 30 seconds remaining. They play in keep away now. Kachi with it on the sideline, and how they did not call that charging foul down there where McDonald was up in the air, out of control, and ran over the top of Ty Waltersdorf is beyond me. Two free throws on the way for Austin Kachi. Well, as I said in the women's broadcast, everybody's got to shake the rust off a little bit, and that includes officials, announcers, everyone, and boy. Probably a good thing that I'm not doing a game tomorrow. First free throw by Kachi is up and good. He's got 19. Another free throw on the way for the defenders, and they can as much as salt it away here. Free throw by Kachi is up, down. Pretty gutty performance tonight by the defenders, up by 7, 96-89. Valley City with the basketball. Long three is off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Danny Voss. Up the head to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball, and he is fouled on the play. Matt Croplin commits the personal, and Terp will go to the free throw line. Well, nothing like on-the-job training for these freshmen this evening. Four of them saw valuable time. Free throw on the way for Terpstra. Up. Rattles it, good. That probably will do it. 13.7 seconds left, Dort College by 8, 97-89. Another free throw on the way for Terpstra. Knocks it down. 9 points for Terpstra, 98-89. Dort College is going to win. Are you kidding me? They're going to call a foul on the shot in the lane. Dusky's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. 7.7 seconds remaining. Foul's going to go on Dort College's Tyler Waltersdorf. That's his third. So Dusky's shooting a pair. First one is up and good. Aaron Dusky with a made free throw. He's got 13. And I believe that was 1,000 for Aaron Dusky. I do like the way he plays. Very quietly goes around about his business. Inbounds pass. Tyler Waltersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair, I believe. Or is it going to be Kachi? It's Kachi. Kachi got fouled on the inbounds play. He's got 20. Seen Aaron Dusky play the last 4 years. His teams have played each other, and he's one of those tweeners. Goes about 6'4", 6'5". Can shoot the perimeter. Kachi makes the free throw. This is for 100. This one's up and down. Kachi makes them both. He'll also post up the guards. Dort College leading 100-91. He'll give the basket on the ensuing play to Matt Croplin. He ends with 11. And the Dort College defenders win by a final of 100-93. They score 63 points in the second half. Outscore Valley City State 63-43 to turn a 13-point deficit into a 7-point win. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
God is.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, waiting for Coach Ross Dahmer to make his way over as the Dort College defenders come up with a come-from-behind win. Outscoring Valley City State in the second half, 63-43 to turn a 50-37 deficit into a 100-93 win. And Coach Ross Dahmer has made his way out of the locker room, and we'll give him an opportunity to get his bearings. And I'll give you the team stats before we get to Coach. Dort College 35-60 from the floor, 58.3%. In the second half, Dort College 21 of 29 from the floor for 72.4%, 7 of 22 on three-pointers, 23 of 30 on free throws. Rebounded Valley City State, did Dort College 34 to 24, 18 turnovers to 14 for Valley City State. Dort College, I think, cut down on their turnovers as well in the second half. Valley City State 29 of 57 from the floor, 50.9%. Didn't get as many shots in the second half, though, 11 of 28. They were 11 of 26 on three-pointers total, so they did not, you take away their threes, they were 18 for 33 from the floor, and they were 24 of 32 from the free throw line. They committed 14 turnovers. Coach Ross Dahmer, congratulations, season opening win, down halftime 50-37. Team showed some character in the second half, making a comeback in a tough environment.
Tough environment. Really didn't know momentum going into the locker room at all at halftime. We committed a turnover in the open floor. They dunked it at the buzzer. We were down 13. With a young team, you're not quite sure what you're going to get. I thought Tyler Waltersdorf, Kyle Lindberg, Austin Kachi played outstanding, but they also showed some toughness and leadership that we knew would have to emerge at some point in time in the year, and they really led the charge there. Obviously, we got some good performances from other guys as well, but I really was pleased with how they kind of took things and showed some of the younger kids how to play and righted the ship there.
Well, and I was thinking at halftime, you know, there is such a difference in terms of high school basketball to college basketball, especially in how you have to play it defensively. You can't relax. Everybody's good. You can't jog back. Everybody pushes the ball hard. Those are things that you can talk about in practice all you want, but until it's a reality, the kids probably don't adjust as well.
Right. You know, we had 26 practices and two scrimmages here before this game, and truth be told, you know, fundamentally where we're at, we probably could have used another 10 or so, but you need to play a game. You're right, Mike. You got to play a game just to kind of assess where you're at, and being able to do that on the road here this weekend will certainly give us a pretty good barometer of what we need to improve on. We weren't very good at times tonight. In fact, you know, we were pretty bad at times. But we showed a lot of character. We showed a lot of toughness in the second half in an environment where these kids are playing together for the first time. Most of these kids at the high school level don't travel 5.5 hours to play a game. Just one of those little things there. And that's where I, again, come back to the leadership of those three guys that I mentioned earlier.
And it was no lot bigger than when it looked like Valley City State had the momentum behind them. You had a foul, you had a technical foul, 4 free throws in a row. All of a sudden, a comfortable lead turns into a two-point basketball game, and you're hanging on. You get back-to-back three-point plays from Walterstorff and from Lindberg, and from there you were in the driver's seat.
Right, you know, just big plays from those kids when we needed it. I thought some guys did some great things in our zone. In the second half, we had to try to obviously slow McDonald down, who just, you know, had an outstanding game. I think last year, his first game of the year over at Northwestern, he had a huge game, and we were very, very leery of that here happening again tonight, and it did. We were just fortunate we were able to offset it. But did some good things against the zone, or in our zone, and just enough to come up with enough rebounds and play from on top, you know, the better part of the second half.
Jamestown tomorrow, what do you know about them?
Well, they return a lot of kids from last year's team. They went to the national tournament. They have high hopes. You know, they have high hopes for a big year, and just going to be a big test for us tomorrow night. Again, with a young team, back-to-back nights, it's not something many of them are used to, but it is what it is, and need to quit talking about them, us being a young team. We just need to be a good basketball team, and I thought the last, you know, 20 minutes here tonight, we were that.
Coach, I will let you go. Go get them tomorrow. Get to work tonight. Get a scouting report together, and go get them tomorrow.
Thanks. I would like to say best wishes to my daughter who's running the state cross country meet. Obviously, as father, disappointed won't get to see her run. Work at a great school. Have a great job. Like with any parent, sometimes there's conflicts, but just being her senior year, I just want to wish her the best.
Coach, thanks for stopping by. That's Thank Coach you, Ross Dalma. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. Here are the individual numbers. Austin Kachi, 22 points. Kyle Lindberg, 22 points. Dalton Franken, 22 points. Tyler Walterstorff, 21 points. 7 points, Alex Terpstra. 4 points, Nathan Rindles. 2 for David Denherter. For Valley City State, 33 for A.J. McDonald. 8 of 13 from the deck, including 5 of 8 on three-pointers. 14 for Aaron Dusky. 13 for Matt Croplin. 10 for Russell Robinson. And 10 for Jeff Remeus. 7 points for Jeremy Ware, and 4 points for Quentin Peterson. I believe that's going to do it for our broadcast this evening. While we can go through rebounds, Kyle Lindberg with 10 to lead the defenders, Austin Kachi with 7. Dalton Franken ends up with 4. Russell Robinson at 7 for Valley City State, 5 for Aaron Dusky, and 4 for Matt Croplin. 4 steals for Jeff Remeus, 3 steals for Alex Terpstra for the defenders. That'll do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. Join us again tomorrow afternoon. Dort College football, the defenders take on the Doan College Tigers. 1 o'clock kickoff from Crete. You can hear it on KDCR. Dort College volleyball tomorrow afternoon as well as they take on the Doan College Tigers in Crete. That's a 5:30 start time. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker, and it's a sweep. Dort College defeats Valley City State women's basketball 68-62 and men's basketball 100-93. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good night.